It's good to have you with us today here at Covenant of Grace Ministry. And we are rebooting Covenant Minutes, a ministry that we, for years, had going quite a while. We are wanting to get back into that ministry and teaching form, sharing something with you on a more consistent basis, like when we had our Covenant prayer line going, until the service has now been just totally turned off. We've been no longer able to be able to share with you via that medium. But I want to talk to you about six ways to build strong faith. And today I'm going to begin talking about that to you and trying to share with you concepts that, you know, were shared with me many, many, many years ago. And I hope that they'll be an encouragement to you, kind of like a blueprint for building your faith. And it's important that we build strong faith. And one of the first things we need to recognize is that we need to surround ourselves with those who produce faith and that which does produce faith. Okay, those that help us to produce faith and those things that help us to produce faith. Every born-again Christian has received, the scripture says, a measure of faith, according to 12 verse 3 of the book of Romans. So to each and every one of us, there's been given a measure. There's been something for God to work with that's been embedded within each and every one of us. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. What you do with your measure of faith is up to you. You had to begin to first establish that in your walk with God when you first came to know the Lord and trusted in him by faith and made him your Lord and Savior. It's not strange for a Christian to do so or to surround themselves with people of faith that they can grasp from their lifestyle of faith that which can help them to begin to build up faith in their life through exemplifying the traits they see through those who they're around. Faith begets faith. Hope begets hope. Those things that we have in our lives to share, we need to share with one another, and hopefully it's good. Good things that we want to share, and not those things which are not proper fruit or that which will not bear that which is true to the form of the fruit of Christ or the fruit of the Spirit, if you will. God's word says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So according to Hebrews 11, verse 6, we are supposed to be able to have faith, and that faith comes from God, and that faith is pleasing to God. And to each and every one of us, he's given a measure. How we build upon it is up to us. I would challenge you not to be dormant with your faith, your trust, your confidence, your knowledge of God's word and acting upon the word of God. Don't be dormant with it. Don't just bury it in the ground. God wants you to plant seed. God wants you to plant in your life and invest in others that which he has shared with you. We don't feed faith by reading a steady diet of secular magazines or viewing a steady diet of secular television. We view it from reading the word of God and allowing God to build upon us and give us that which helps us to have the faith of God and also be around those who help us to build up that faith and have good character traits in their lives and help us to see the building blocks of what we could become in our faith walk as we begin to develop that which God has given us. When you go to a gym to weightlift or to do anything that you might be doing there at the gym to facilitate muscle growth, stamina, etc., you don't just go in there and say, boy, those machines look nice. Boy, I can just, you know, hey, just get, you know, get stronger, get more stamina by just looking at these things. No. You take hold of them, You sweat, you give yourself physically over to the situation and lift the weights or run in the treadmill, etc. You have to do the work, not just go through the motions. And so many believers want to just go through the motions or have it handed to them. God has given you a measure of faith to build with. However, he challenges you to take hold of faith and see it become the building block in your life that sees greater works than these shall you do in his name. You'll cast out demons. You'll do this. You'll do that, etc. But you're not going to see that kind of faith unless you build it up. And as you begin to do so and the fruit of the Spirit begins to show itself in your life, God is going to become evidentially alive everywhere you're at. And people are going to see the evidence of things hoped for, things not seen. They're going to begin to see the reflection of what God has begun to wrought in your life. Amen? So faith is that which begets hope. And it is the evidence of things not seen or heard, but yet faith believes that it is. And believes that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so if you seek out the things of God and get strong in the word, and build up your faith by seeing the exploits of God and walking after good godly character and those who espouse that, you are going to become a much stronger believer in Christ Jesus. I challenge everybody at Covenant of Grace to have a prayer partner, to have somebody who is their sounding board. It can be a shepherd leader. It can be anyone in the church who truly knows and lives out the faith. But whoever it is, let them be a person of prayer and devotion unto God, who allows God to build the building blocks of faith in their lives, and they begin to exemplify it and show it to you. And you can begin to surround yourself with those things of God and then begin to show forth that you've been with the Lord and that measure of faith is starting to breathe out. Amen? So you need to surround yourself with the things of faith, the building blocks, and you need to be around those who you surround yourself with, who are good company in the kingdom, and can help you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. I had a man by the name of Jay Ferris, who the Lord led to me in my life, to be a sounding board, to be a prayer partner for many years before he moved off to North Carolina, when I was first starting the church at Faith Christian Fellowship in Westbrook or in the Old Saybrook area there in Connecticut. And he was a charismatic minister, a man of God who served the Lord. And he helped me to develop and hone these skills and to begin to understand discipleship. And also to be able to be accountable one with another. Not to the extremism as some have accounted for discipleship, but in that kind of idea and concept. So that we are not like islands unto ourselves. And that we just go to church and that pastor's over there and whatnot, but we really don't align ourselves with the pastor, so to speak, in an everyday basis. And so we can go in and out of church and just do whatever we want. No, this is a life begins life and cutting edge to cutting edge and a process of molding and shaping that takes place as we have these type of people in our life. And so Jay was one of those folks. And in every place I've been, there's been that kind of pastor or somebody who's been my prayer partner, or that person I've been accountable with. Might not be a part of the fellowship. I'm a part of it, Full Gospel Restoration, or even within the church frame at Covenant of Grace. But somebody whose lifestyle and faith is that which, first, I am comfortable with, and second of all, I know is God-like, Christ-like. And so that faith which I'm trying to surround myself with and take in and the elements of it and building that measure of faith, being around that person is going to help me to see the fruit, bear the fruit, and see it firsthand from their lives, and hopefully vice versa. I will be a blessing to them, and they will be a blessing to me. Amen? So these are some things to think about that I wanted to share with you in this first step of the six steps that help to build strong faith in our lives. And I pray that God will bless you in your understanding. But so many times we look for the easy way. But people don't go to the gym and exercise and do the things they do expecting the easy way. And so how should we, you know, that we think this faith can just come to us somehow? We need to build up our most holy faith, the scripture says. And we need to do that unto the Lord. Acts 4 verse 13 says, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they weren't well educated, they weren't seminarians, so to speak, they marveled and they took knowledge of them. Now, get this last part, that they had been with Jesus. Write that down. Put that on your calendar. Put that on your refrigerator. I don't care where it is. Acts 4:13, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and that they had taken knowledge of the fact that what? They had been with Jesus. Man, that's where it all starts. Making that claim of faith and giving your life over to Him and then allowing God to work out the building blocks. This faith is about mentorship. This faith is about imitating the things of God, surrounding yourselves with it, being filled with it. And it will make all the difference in the world in your walk and in your talk. You know, I appreciate Bible college. I am the president of Focus Bible College. I want you to get a good education. And I believe we have some great stuff that we can get to you if you want to become a part and just take courses or get a degree with us at Focus Bible College. We have some great courses and I'd love to get you hooked up. But I want you to know the greatest thing I can get you to be a part of is part of the kingdom of God, working with somebody and learning and understanding how to walk with God and to develop that most holy faith. And you can't do it sitting on the sidelines. And not just all the education world matters. These disciples had been with Jesus. They took in the word he spoke. And then they were bold enough to just go about and say, okay, this is what Jesus did. It worked for him. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. He has not left me comfortless. And I'm going to go about and do the things of God. And they did. With boldness, with confidence. They didn't go to Harvard. They didn't go to Yale. They didn't go to Focus Bible College, even though they should. But in the name of Jesus, they served God and were blessed. And people took notice. And hallelujah, I love that. They took notice that they had been with Jesus. Isn't that what you want? So as you're building up your most holy faith, I pray that these tidbits can be a blessing to you. And appreciate you today for joining with us in revival, so to speak, as we go back into what is covenant minutes and begin to share with you some things that will help you in your most holy faith. God bless you. This is Dr. Vossen, and I just am so thankful that you have been with us here at Covenant of Grace and for this time on Covenant Minutes. God bless you in Jesus' name.